Hey, it's Laura with Local Splash. I was speaking with you yesterday.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Good to hear. I have your name here as La Mata. Is that your name or is that just the company name?
That's my name.
Okay, okay. Just wanted to make sure because most people use their last name, so I wasn't exactly sure. Okay, good to know. So anyways, what questions do you have for me from the conversation we were having yesterday?
Okay, yeah, so this will put me on the search bar, right? So I guess what I'm looking for, my intentions are, is to pop up when local potential clients, Google, you know, nearby, search nearby, concrete nearby.
That's exactly what's going to happen. So you're going to get about 15 keywords. Those keywords are the ones that you're going to pick. So like best okay. concrete near me, masonry near me. You know, there's a lot of them. Our onboarding team, they will do research in your area. They're going to tell you what keywords are searched for the most, and then you're going to get to decide which ones you want. So anybody in your area looks up one of these keywords, not your company name, just your keyword. Then your company pops up on the first page of Google.
Okay. And how long does the algorithm usually takes?
So for your Facebook ads, you're looking at 7 to 14 days. And for first page placement, 30 to 45 days on Google.
Okay, so for my Facebook ads, that's included in this?
It is included. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I currently have a Facebook now.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are you guys going to do to the existing one?
So we're not making you a Facebook page unless you would need one. So if you already have one, our onboarding team is going to work with you to get, I don't know if it's control. They're the ones who know the most of it. But they're going to run ads for you, which means that it's just running ads for your business. People are going to be able to click to call you, go into your Facebook page. That's all stuff that's going to be done on the background, and they're going to work with you to get to do that on your page.
Okay.
So what is also included is voice recognition. So if anybody searches for you on Amazon Alexa or Siri in your area, you also pop up. 60 plus directories, Yelp, Bing is also included in there as well. And then also you're going to receive a dashboard, and the dashboard shows you your keywords. It's going to show you how many people have been looking for you, the location people have looked for you, how many people have clicked on you. If you want to change your keywords because you're only trying to get certain type of work, you can also change your keywords whenever you want.
Okay. And what's the cost on this again? It's 300.
With your setup fee, it's $348 today to start everything, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay, and then next month, I pay the $249.
Correct, and and all of this is going to be given to you in writing as well, just so there is no confusion. You know, I'm sure you've been in situations where people tell you one thing and you get another thing, and it's freaking frustrating. So we don't do that. We give you everything in writing.
Okay. Yes, so I like to move forward with this.
Okay, it's Local Splash. I'm actually going to send you over right now our certification from Google. It has our company in there as well, since we are partnered with Google and partnered with Meta. So let me send that over to you. Okay, I just sent you over the link that takes you directly into Google, and it'll give you our company certification in there. And let me see here. So first name is La Mata, just like your company name spelling, right?
Yeah. So my first name would be, you can call me Mata, M-A-T-A.
M-A-T-A, okay. Mata. Yeah. And then what's your last name?
Fifita, F is in Frank, I, T is in Tom, A is in Apple, V is in Victor, A is in Apple, E is in Edward, N is in Nancy, U is in Utah, K is in Kentucky, U is in Utah.
Perfect. Oh, wow. That's an interesting last name.
Yeah.
I would not have been able to say that right.
Yeah, so it's Fifita Vainuku.
Okay, perfect. Got that down. And then what is your email address?
LamataConcrete@yahoo.com.
Okay. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 6163, is this the number that you want your clients
Correct.
To call you on as well? Okay.
Right.
And then for business name, La Mata Concrete, okay. And what is your address? And it's going to be hidden on Google, too. This is just to have it on the system.
Okay. 2300 57th Avenue, Oakland, California, 94605.
All right. Perfect. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, just me.
Okay. And let me see here. So I'm going to ask you some of the services you offer. My onboarding team is going to research your area and let you know what's searched the most. So what are the jobs that you want to be found for?
Concrete and drains.
Concrete and drains?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want me to put in there? Like concrete repair, I would say?
Yeah. Yeah, concrete work.
Okay. Concrete work, that works. Okay. Now, your
repair, concrete installation.
There we go. Okay.
Concrete installation, concrete repair, masonry, foundation.
Okay.
Retaining walls.
Okay.
Concrete removal.
Okay.
Concrete contractor.
Okay.
I said concrete installation, right?
Yes, I have that down already. So far I have concrete and drains, concrete work, concrete installation, concrete repair, masonry, foundation, retaining walls, concrete removal, concrete contractor.
Yeah, concrete driveway.
Okay.
Stamp concrete.
Okay.
Concrete patio.
Okay.
Concrete steps.
Okay.
You put drainage system.
Okay.
Drain work.
Okay.
French drain. As in French,
French
fries. Yeah, French has French fries, but French drain.
Okay, French drain.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Now, your onboarding? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I have a question. So the one I have on mm-hmm. right now on Google, it's not, what would you call it? So it's not advertising? It's not popping up on a search?
Yeah, so anybody can make a Google business profile. What you have is just a Google business profile, which means that it will pop up on the search, but only if you look up your company name. That's the only way people will be able to find you.
I would have to type in a company name.
Correct, for you to pop up. So what we're going to do is do search engine optimization. So we're going to put in a bunch of keywords in the background. So when people search up your keywords, that's when your company pops up on that first page.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's what you have is, it's not bad what you have. It's just not going to bring in jobs for you for people who don't know who you are, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. So for your onboarding call, the call is between 45 minutes to an hour long. They call you within an hour window. I have just a little bit of availability today, but on Monday and Tuesday I have a lot more. What does your schedule look like?
Yeah, Monday will be better because I'm about to head to work and I work up in the mountains. So
okay.
I don't get reception up there. within the next hour, I'll be up there. But later today will be fine. But
let's do Monday because I have more availability Monday.
Okay.
What time on Monday works best?
Same time like today.
Okay, I can do between 8 to 9, or do you want to do from 7 to 8?
8 to 9.
Okay, so I'll send you a Google invite, so I'll be 8 to 9. And then are you licensed and insured as well?
No.
Okay. And that doesn't matter because you already have your Google business profile, so don't even worry about that. Now, did you tell me you had a Facebook page already for your business, or are we making one for you? You do. Okay.
No, I have one already.
Perfect. And you already have a website, which is good. Now, this is a feature that you can add. It's included. It's a call tracking feature. So we would provide you with a phone number. That phone number is the number your clients call. The calls still go directly to your phone, but it records all of the phone calls. It's up to you if you want to add it or not.
What's the benefit of that?
The benefits is that all of your calls are recorded, so everything's tracked. You can always go back to hear everything. It's also when your clients call, it's gonna say like, thank you for calling LaMata Concrete. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So it does minimize spam calls. That would be the pros. The cons is that if your customers already know your phone number and they're used to your phone number and you have already business cards and everything set up with your phone number, that could probably create an issue. So that would be the con. So it's up to you.
Does a lot of people use that?
It really is people who are not attached to their phone number.
Okay. Yeah. What's the additional cost on that?
There's no additional cost. It's included.
And I can turn it off anytime. Yeah.
Yeah, you can always call us to take it off.
Okay.
And you can also think about it and let us know on Monday.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Okay, fine.
Because if I turn the table around and it's me calling, those things get a little annoying when I'm trying to
it's more of a, like, if it's something you want to add, I mean, it's... It really depends on what you want to do. So that's why I always ask, you know, if you want to do it. But the application that we provide you with, I'm going to include that. That is also no cost to you. For specific target areas, this is going to be what areas you want to get jobs from and you want people to find you. You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Okay. So my question with that is that if I pick a wide range, like a wider broad area, do I have a lesser chance of being noticeable as we're compared to just staying just in Oakland, just penetrating Oakland?
So you're going to get a pretty good range at the 50-mile range.
Uh-huh.
If it goes over the 50 miles, it's going to be less. But it's really up to you. So in the 50-mile range is perfect, but it's up to you really where you want to get jobs.
Okay. Got it.
What are you thinking? Do you want to do just Oakland, or do you want to do more?
I want to do Oakland, Montclair, Piedmont.
Okay, give me one second. Let me type everything down. You said Mont, and it's not – how do you spell the Montclair?
Montclair is Oakland.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so we'll keep the Oakland. And then the other city you said, is that Oakland as well?
Piedmont. It's P as in Peter. P as in Peter, I as in India, E as in Edward, B as in David, M as in Michael, O, Oregon, and Nancy, T, Tom.
Okay, got that. And so Piedmont, Oakland, is there anywhere else?
Let's see here. Piedmont, Oakland, San Leandro, Hayward.
San Leandro, Hayward. Give me one second. I'm putting these all down. I want to make sure I have the spelling right. Okay, I got Hayward. All right, what else?
You got Berkeley, right?
I don't got Berkeley. Let me put Berkeley down. Okay. Berkeley. What else?
San Pablo.
Pablo. All right.
Pablo. Richmond.
Okay. Where else?
Orinda.
Orlinda?
Yeah.
Orinda. There we go. Okay.
Orinda.
Orinda. There we go. Next one.
Lafayette.
Let me make sure I have the spelling correct. Nope. Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes. L is in Lisa. A, Apple. F is in Frank. A, Apple. Y. E is in Edward. T is in Tom. T is in Tom. E is in Edward.
Oh, Lafayette. Okay. Yeah. There we go. I got that one wrong. Okay, perfect. What else?
Walnut Creek.
Walnut Creek?
Yeah, Walnut Creek.
Okay. I'm ready for the next one.
Conquer. That's Conquer, okay. Like C-O-N-C-O-R-D.
Yes, I used to work for a company in Concord, so I know somewhat of the area.
Are you guys stationed in the Bay Area?
We're actually in Southern California, but my last job was based off of Concord, California, and I had people that lived, my coworkers lived all up there, so I kind of know a little bit of the area.
Yes, Concord, Pittsburgh, Antioch.
Wait, which one?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh, okay.
Yeah, Antioch.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically just it's basically 25 mile radius.
Okay, that's actually going to work really great for you. So I'm going to repeat each one. Let me know if I'm missing one. You know, we have Oakland, obviously, Pittsburgh, Antioch, Concord, Walnut Creek, Lafayette, Orinda, Richmond, San Pablo, Berkeley, Hayward, San Leandro, Piedmont, and that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. And stationed out of Oakland. I like to penetrate Oakland area.
Okay. I put down Oakland as well, so that's not a problem on that end. And then for your hours of operation, or that you're open pretty much, it's Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. That's perfect. And then the card that you're going to use, is it going to be under your name, your first and last name, your company name, or both?
Yeah, so my first name is Tavita. It's T's in Tom, E's in Edward, V's in Victor, I, India, T, Tom, A, Apple. So it's Tavita. Okay. And the last name.
I got your is it the same spelling, the one that you gave me previously?
Yeah. Yes, F-I-F-I-T-A, V's in Victor, mm-hmm. A-E, N is in Nancy, U, Utah, K, Kentucky, U, Utah.
Okay, perfect. And then what was I going to tell you? Is there like a middle initial or another name or anything on the card other than your first and last name?
No, it's Tavita Fita Vardoco. Lamada is my middle name.
Ah, got it. Okay, perfect. And then the billing address on the card, is it the 2357th Avenue?
Correct.
Okay. And then what card is it going to be?
Yeah. What's the fee on it? I'm sorry. Keep asking. The monthly fee is $250, right?
It's $348. Yes, it's $348 today. And before I charge your card, I'm actually going to go over the voice verification, and it's going to tell you exactly what I told you right now as well. It's $348 today.
Okay. Mhm. Okay. Card number.
All right. I'm ready.
Card number 5178.
Okay.
0587.
Mhm.
2110. 1080.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0825.
And the security code?
Eight, four, seven.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. The security question is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick from three different questions. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which one do you want to pick?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is her maiden name?
Her last name?
Maiden name would be, yeah, her last name before she got married, if she ever did get married.
Yes, Stockapple. So it's T as in Tom, A as in Apple, K as in Kentucky, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, U as in Utah, Stockapple.
Okay, perfect. All right, now I'm going to go over the voice verification right now. The voice verification is going to be done on a recorded line. It's going to outline the terms of our agreement. If you have any questions about anything we go over, just stop me so I can clear it up for you. Also, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send everything to you in writing as well, so you don't have to worry about that. So the first thing is going to be to state the name of your business.
LaMotta Concrete.
Okay, and state your name and title within the business.
Javita Fifita Vainuku, owner.
Right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Correct.
Right. And are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we ask you that security question every time we call you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Basically, we cannot have two SEO companies doing the same thing because you're going to mess up your whole online presence. So if you start working with another SEO company, please let us know. That's basically what it means.
Okay. Yes, so right now I don't have another SEO company, right?
No, you do not, because no one's doing anything for you. So you don't have to worry about that on that end. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 6th in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 6th of every month in the amount of $249. It's going to be a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I'm going to send you our text message with our phone number again shortly. And we just ask that if you want to cancel, please call 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to be processing everything. You're going to be receiving emails, text messages shortly. We're going to go over the terms and conditions, and then I'm going to send you over the email for your call on Monday, and then we're going to be done. So we're... It's just going to be a few more minutes, and then it's over. So let me see here. Okay, you should be receiving text messages shortly. Let me see here. Okay, it's just taking a little bit. All right, just give me a second. Okay, I'm going to send you over right now a text message. It's going to have our office line, and it has my direct extension as well. So I'm still going to be point of contact, so your account management team is going to be helping you, and if you need anything, you can always reach out to me. And that is our office line. That's the number we're going to be calling you from. So you're going to want to save that on your phone. And I'm going to send you through text right now our terms and conditions, and that's going to be exactly what we went over in writing. So if you can open that up as soon as you have a chance. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
And the terms and conditions. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go over them with you real quick so you can just click on the box and sign it. What it is basically letting you know we're going to do that the optimization on your Google business profile. We're going to do directory submissions for you. We're going to run those Facebook ads, get you on that first page. Also, if you scroll down, it goes over the payment-wise, which is the $348 today. After that, it's just $249. It also lets you know if you ever get really busy with work, you can always pause your service. Just give us a call. And also, it goes over the cancellation terms, which you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is just click on that I certify box, type in your name with capital T and capital F, and then just confirm the signature.
Okay, well, it says click here. Sign in, hold on.
Yeah, it says I certify that I am an authorized holder and signer of the card. That one you want to click. And then where it says sign with the little arrow, that's where you're going to type in your name with the capital letters and then just confirm it.
Wait, the confirmed signature is not.
Then something is not right. Like capital, did you put capital T and capital F?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I kind of spelled it the way it's supposed to be spelled with the dash and then the
That's what happened.
Yeah, let me spell it the way you did. Let's see. That'll work. Okay, there it goes.
Perfect. Now let me just make sure it got one through on my end. And let's verify. Did it take you into it? So that's going to be your dashboard. You're going to get the credentials for that in about 5 to 7 days. So we're going to start everything. I put down the call for you on Monday between 8 to 9. As long as I'm available, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to your account manager. If I am not available, they still call you anyways. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, so the ad will be starting today. We're
starting the process today, yeah. And your Facebook ads are going to start 7 to 14 days, and then that first page placement approximately 30 to 45 days. But we're starting everything today, starting the process for you getting the work done. Okay?
All right. So for the username and the password, what do I type in? What is this for?
You don't have to. That's going to be your dashboard. You don't have to worry about that quite yet. We're going to get those credentials for you in approximately 5 to 7 days. But we're going to email you and text those out to you. That's what's going to track everything for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll talk with you
soon.
All right. Thanks.
You. Okay.
Bye.